Hi. Well, about first question, how well do you know the people who live next door to you? I don't know, but I think I know them very well. I used to play with their children. My parents know them. They know my parents and me very well. We talk a lot, and I think we know each other very well. And about the second question, how often do you see them? You know, almost every day. In my alley, just in my alley, most people are old. You know, their children moved to another place, and they're just old people here. And the youngest people in the alley is just me and my brother. And because of that, it's impossible for you to go out of your house and do not see a bunch of old women are talking in front of their door. And whenever they see me, they say hello to me. I say hello to them back, and we have a little conversation every day almost. And about the third question, what kinds of problems do people sometimes have with their neighbors? I think a lot of problems. I have some problems with my neighbors, although my neighbors are great, you know, they are so kind. My parents are not living here anymore, but my neighbors are very kind to me and my brother. They talk to us very well, they offer their help every day. Sometimes they bring us their food, sometimes they invite us to their houses. It's very kind of them. But to be honest, it's so annoying for me. You know, I like to talk with old people, but a lot is so hard for me. And sometimes they insist on going to their houses, and it's very annoying for me. I don't like to go to people's house like this. But I don't know, I have to go sometimes. I can't say no to them. Another problem is that sometimes, you know, some of these people have some ear problems. They can't hear very well. And when they start talking, the only person who can stop them is God. Sometimes I'm in a hurry and they talk to me. I say, "I'm sorry, I have to go. I'm in a hurry." They don't listen. They just keep talking. After that, I say, "I need to be in university. I'm already too late." They just keep talking. They don't care. After that, I say, "Please, my professor will kick my ass. I have to go." They keep talking. Literally, they don't give a shit what I'm saying. I mean, if I go without saying, they get upset. Another problem that I have is, unfortunately, poor me, I have a car. I wish I didn't. And I have a parking lot. But every day, somebody parks his car in front of my door. You know, the whole alley is empty, but they just park exactly in front of my door. You know what? Because in whole alley is just one tree, and this tree makes a shadow exactly in front of my door, and everyone wants to park here. I told them for thousands of times, do not park your car here, but they don't listen. You know, my neighbors are good. They never park their car in front of my door. Basically, they don't have any car at all. But when they have guests, when their children come over, they just park exactly in front of my door. I hate going to people's door and knock on the door and say, "Please remove your goddamn car out of my door." And because of this apparently simple reason, my mother broke her leg last year. You know, it has a long story, but the major reason was because somebody had parked his car in front of my door. Anyway, another problem that I don't have this problem is about noise. My neighborhood is so quiet. And the houses are great. The wall between houses are so great, are so thick, and no voice can pass through the walls. But I think most people who live in apartments have this problem. You know, the walls in apartments are so thin, and whatever they say comes to your house, and whatever you say, it goes to their house. It's like you're living together, which really pisses me off because I hate hearing people's fight, people's talking, people's TV. That's horrible. And if you have neighbors in both sides of your house, you have this problem twice. Let's jump into the last question. How do you think neighbors can help each other? I think not bothering and not being curious about each other's life is the best help. You know, 2 years ago, my grandmother passed away. I didn't go to university for a couple of days. When I went to university, my friends and everyone who knew me in university came over to me and offered their consoling to me. I didn't know how they knew about this. But it turned out that one of my neighbors who was related to my university somehow and knew my friend told them everything about my grandmother. You know, I don't have any problem if people know about my grandmother's death, but you know, they know everything about this with the tiniest details. My friends knew about my grandmother's death more than me. and I hated that. Anyway, overall, I think my neighbors are great, and these problems do not mean they are bad people. No, they are great, they are very kind, and these problems are just because we are living in different generations. You know, I'm kind of 20-ish, and they're 60 years old, 70 years old, I don't know, 80 years old, so whatsoever. It's so hard for them to understand us, it's so hard for us to get along with them. This is the problem. And thank you for this topic. I really appreciate that you created this, and bye.